From JMI Wealth, Tuesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Yeah, everyone's worth $1 trillion. This time it's Alphabet.
Yeah, it's been a quiet last 24 hours, really, with the Martin Luther King Day and Wellington Anniversary Day yesterday as well. So time to take a bit of a step back. And I want to talk about big tech this morning. These are the technology companies because they're getting bigger. They're getting much, much bigger. And in the last week, we've seen another, what we call a mega company, climbing above the US trillion, $1 trillion in market value barrier, one more through there. So the latest one is Alphabet. So currently, if I looked at it as of Friday, it's worth $1.02 trillion. Now, the four US tech companies that have now sort of achieved that benchmark. You've got Apple, they're worth $1.4 trillion. Microsoft, $1.2 trillion. Amazon was up there as well, but they very selfishly wrecked the party by drifting back to $924 billion. Who would have thought? The thing is, Mike, another outcome of this, so it's not just, this isn't just kind of, you know, like a sort of a voyeuristic look at the value of these companies. What we're actually seeing is the rebalancing on the US share market. So the sheer weight of these top companies, if I include Facebook as well, another big tech company, those top five companies represent $5.25 trillion worth of market value. And the thing is, that's now 17% of the S&P 500. So it's getting up to being almost a fifth. Now, if I look 5 years ago, they represent about 11%. So the issue is here is that where these companies go, so goes the market. Now, fortunately, they have had a very material positive impact on the performance of the share market in the last 12 months, very much driving that index. I mean, Alphabet's up 36% in the last 12 months. Apple, we all thought the iPhone was dead. We all thought we'd reached peak iPhone. Well, Apple's up 107% in the last 12 months. So clearly they've found something else to do with all the wearables and the Apple Watches and services. Microsoft's up 58%. Amazon, the poor old laggard, is only up 12%. So the big question for us now in trying to think about where the US share market is going to go is where are these big tech companies going to go? That's where the thinking has got to go.
Very good point. Davos, we're not going to see anything, are we? A lot of planes,
really.
A lot of helicopters, a lot of fur coats.
We have to have a wee look at it, don't we? Because it's going on. And we, if you want to go, the thing is, I've always thought it'd be quite cool to go, but you've got to be invited. Yeah. And apparently, and then you don't just have to be invited, but you have to get the right coloured pass. Apparently, you've got to have the white pass with a fancy hologram that gets you into all the big gigs. Otherwise, you've got to schlep around your hotel and foyer and take selfies with people. It's been reported that there's over 100 billionaires heading off to Davos for the World Economic Forum. It's the 50th anniversary. So you've got guys like Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan, Ray Dalio, hedge fund guy. But there are 3,000 people, it has been reported, that are invited. So it's not just about the billionaires. I mean, you've got Greta Thunberg there as well, doing her best to persuade the wealthy elite to do more about climate change. Good luck with Trump on that. You've got the Huawei founder. He's there, Reng Zhengfei. He's just looking to do any deals with anyone. And Trump will be there desperately trying to ignore the fact that he's being impeached. But he's taking all his heavyweights with him as well. So he's taking this quite seriously. If we think of it, there'll be no UK ministers, though, Mike. They've all been banned by Boris. Look at the focus of this World Economic Forum. It's stakeholders for a cohesive and sustainable world, which is somewhat ironic, isn't it, given the
exactly
composition of the attendees. But I suspect you'll get lots of talk about the topics of healthy futures, sustainability, climate change. There'll be some talk about trade, I would have thought, and look for discussion on restoring growth and confidence. And on the very eve of the conference, the IMF trimmed down their global growth forecast. But we will see. We live in hope and we remain optimistic.
We do indeed. What are the numbers?
Well, the US market's closed, so we just got the same numbers we had yesterday. 29,348 on the Dow, 3,329 in the S&P 500, and 9,388 on the NASDAQ. FTSE 100 lost 23 points, 7,651. The Nikkei, 24,083, up 42. Shanghai Composite gained 23,095. If I look locally, the ASX 200 gained 15 points, 7,079. And we lost 0.45% on the NZX 50, down 53 points, closing at 11,747. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets will get you 0.6601 US, 0.9610 Aussie, 0.5954 Euro, 0.5077 pounds, and 72.72 yen. Gold, $1,560.81 US cents, and Brent crude, $65.28.
You have the most magnificent Tuesday. See you middle of the week tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at jmiwealth.co.nz.